Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Leading today is a new report from Bloomberg on not one, but two new models of AirPods coming in the future. Apple is reportedly working on AirPods with a new chip that will enable voice-activated Siri without requiring the awkward double-tap gesture on one of the earbuds. iPhones and Apple Watches already support voice-activated Siri, but adding the functionality to AirPods directly would make it possible to invoke Siri by voice without raising your wrist with Apple Watch or having your iPhone out of your pocket. Presumably, you'll still need an iPhone or Apple Watch with a data connection paired for Siri to work on AirPods without Apple adding Sailor to the earbuds directly, but voice-activated Siri on AirPods is still an improvement to the current experience. The report does not specify when the second-generation AirPods will be released this year, but we can guess later this fall alongside new iPhones. Last fall, Apple also showed off a new version of AirPods charging case that will work with its upcoming AirPower charging mat that can charge an iPhone, Apple Watch, and the new AirPods case together. Both were only promised sometime in 2018, so AirPower and the new charging case could come before the upgraded AirPods, or all three products could be released at the same time later this year. Bloomberg also says that Apple is working on a water-resistant version of AirPods, although that model isn't expected to be ready this year. In Apple Pay news, a new analyst report from Loop Ventures claims that Apple Pay now has 127 million active users around the world. That's up from 62 million a year ago by their measure, but still a small percentage of total iPhone users. The firm also believes Apple Pay is supported by a total of 2,707 banks, up 41% year-on-year, which increases when new banks are added around the world. Nearly all banks and credit unions in the U.S. work with Apple Pay, but we're still seeing a few dozen added each month. And in the app space, Affinity Photo for iPad received a major update today that includes several new features, including the ability to shoot RAW or HDR photos directly in the app. Read more about the new version and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.